We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There's so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we've carved out a space just for you, the creative entrepreneur making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is much that we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, and welcome to Proof to Product. This week, I was in New York for two trade shows, the National Stationery Show and New York Now. We had just over 35 alumni exhibiting between the two shows, and while I was there, I was able to chat with some of them about their exhibiting experiences. Today's compilation episode features interviews with eight of our Paper Camp alumni who chose different paths for their trade show exhibition. They walk us through their decision-making process, their goals for the shows, and tips they want to share with all of you. Now, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that we will be opening enrollment for our Paper Camp e-course on September 16th, so mark your calendars. This is our signature program where we share all that you need to know about selling wholesale and exhibiting at trade shows like the ones we're talking about today. But this is done online over the course of 4 weeks, so you have more flexibility and no travel required. If you want to join the waitlist, head to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Okay, first up are our three of our New York Now exhibitors. They're Paper Camp alumni who exhibited on the New York Now side of the show. Shayna from Steel Pedal Press, Sarah from Fancy Seeing You Here, and Jody from The Neighbor Goods. All three are trade show veterans, and two also own their own retail shops. So they share how they leverage the trade shows for both their in-person brick and mortar, as well as the manufacturing side of their businesses. Here we go.
I'm here with Shayna from Steel Pedal Press. How are you doing, Shayna?
I'm great.
So how many years have you exhibited in total, and how many years have you done New York Now?
6 years total. This is only my second time at New York Now.
Okay. And you're here really with two different like hats on. One is an exhibitor, and then you also have your shop, so you're probably walking around buying too, right?
Yes, I'm doing both, and it's a lot.
I was going to say, is that a lot to manage?
So it's nice I have someone helping me here, so I'm not trying to do it all on my own. I try to do buying in the morning and the afternoon when there aren't as many other crowds, and I can kind of go in and out. I come in super prepared with what I want to order, and then I come back to the booth and pop in if she needs breaks or just if it's going to be busy or, yeah.
So every buyer is different. Some buyers come to these shows and they walk and pick up catalogs only and they don't actually place orders. Some people place orders directly at the show. You said you have a plan of action before you come. Are you somebody that picks up catalogs or do you place orders at the show or do you do both?
I am very kind of instinctual buyer. So if I see something and I like it, then I know that I like it. I'll usually want to buy it right then. I come in with, at this point, I've been buying at shows for 3 or 4 years now. So I feel like I know who I want to reorder from and I know what sells from them. So I come in with those in mind, but then I also leave time to find other new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the shows are great for that, right?
Yeah.
Finding the new. Okay, flipping a little bit to the exhibitor side of things. Now that you've done 6 shows, I think you said, how has it gotten easier over time?
Way easier. So the first few times I did it, it was just me by myself, and that's just exhausting, all the prep leading up to it, and then having to be in your booth the whole time. Not being able to take lunch breaks, not being able to take bathroom breaks or being stressed out by leaving the booth. So now I have a helper who comes with me, and that makes setup way easier. I already have all of my marketing materials planned and my sales list of everyone I want to mail out to. I have all the furniture all planned out. The booth is kind of the structure of it is basically the same, and I rearrange cards based on new styles every year. So having done a bunch of that legwork in the years past has definitely made it easier to kind of focus on other things like product releases moving forward. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it takes away all the decision-making that goes into the booth. Like your first year, there's so many decisions that have to be made, and as you start to do this more and more, you can streamline things, not just setup, but product and the booth and the marketing, all of it, right?
Yeah. And I would also say the first few years, I did it 3 years NSS, and then I took a few years off. And then when I came back the second time after 2 years, I kind of rethought all of my branding, and I had a much stronger sense of who I was and how I wanted to present myself to the buyers. So I kind of like had one setup for the first 3 years, and then now I've moved on to a second setup. So I feel like there's a bunch of things I had to rethink again. But things like a catalog and my website and things like that, and my order forms I already had in place. So, yeah.
It simplifies over time, too. I'm sure between your first setup and your second setup, you figured out how to streamline things and simplify the process, right?
Yeah. And then there's things that, like, the first few years I was buying furniture, and then once I already had that furniture and was shipping it back and forth, I could spend extra money on, like, a Parcan light, which is makes setup so much faster. Right. So, yeah, just doing, like, kind of transitioning into things that, like, putting your money and allocating it to different things as I get more mature with my line.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so given the fact that you do have a shop and you are a buyer, how has that kind of affected how you reach out to buyers prior to a show?
I think reaching out, I've kind of always had the same outreach plan, but mostly like how I want to talk to people in a booth has definitely changed my sales pitch. I used to be like either really quiet or too talkative, and I kind of have a better sense of like the timing that I want as a buyer of how I want to approach people within the booth too. Yeah. And my nerves are down a little bit last year, which just makes it easier.
Yeah. Well, and two, it's about reading people's body language too. There's some people that want to chat it up in a booth, buyers that want to chat, and there's others that just want to peruse and check things out. And you kind of have to gauge that to determine how you're going to approach them. But yeah. Okay, cool. Well, what is some advice? You've offered a lot of advice already, but like, what is one takeaway you want people that are considering wholesale and maybe doing shows? What do you want them to hear?
Goodness. I don't know. I feel like there's so much self-doubt for everybody that if you feel like if you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, then go for it. And you're going to maybe doubt yourself in the beginning because everybody does. But the more you kind of, and also I've had a few really crappy shows too where I didn't do well at all. And it's a huge confidence, kind of blow to the confidence because you're like, I spent all this money. But don't let that stop you either. Like you can't let one bad show or how you do at a show affect, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, and I think that kind of ties back to something I know you and I have talked about privately a lot of like, and I talk about at Paper Camp is like, a show is just one piece of a larger marketing plan. And if it doesn't go well, you figure out something else and try something else, which is clear you've done by taking years off and do it. You know, you followed with what you needed to do for your larger marketing plan, not just trying to stick to a show just because you need to go to a show.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Where can people find you online, social, and your website?
Yeah. www.steelpedalpress.com is my website. You can find links to all my social there, but I'm also just at Steel Pedal Press everywhere.
And she's got a fancy new website, guys, so go check it out. It's really pretty. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's good to see you.
You too. Hey, I'm here with Sarah from Fancy Seeing You Here. How you doing, Sarah?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Okay, how many shows have you done?
This is my fourth show exhibiting. First time at New York Now, though.
Okay, and how did you decide which shows would be best for you in general?
The stationery show was always my first show to do, but this one was just to test out how New York Now would be for my products and seeing if it was a better fit.
What are the benefits of being in person with your customers and being at a show like this?
The benefits are that you get feedback in person and you get to make contacts and even get new fans of your products.
You're building, you're able to build better relationships with not only the people you're already selling to, but then people that may be interested in your products and haven't purchased from you yet. Do you find that you're seeing more buyers you already work with, or is it kind of a mix of both, reorders and new accounts?
For this show, for me, it's been a mix of both. I've definitely seen buyers that we already work with, and there's been a lot of new buyers too. I think for contacts, there's been lots of new buyer contacts, so that's awesome.
That's
and a lot of buyers that didn't know I was going to be here, and they get to stop in and see me and see our new products and see stuff in person, which is always better than just a catalog or online.
I know. It's awesome that we are so connected online through Instagram and email marketing and all the different things we do to capture their attention. But for them to be able to touch it and feel it and see it in person is really big impact, too. Now, we use your booth. I don't know if you know this. We use your booth as an example in Paper Camp because you've used these peg walls that make it really easy for you to display your product. And you've painted them different times they're still very cohesive to your brand. But talk to me about that. Have you been using these same walls year over year? And
The only year I didn't use them was my first year because I was in a shared booth with the ladies of Letterpress. But since my dad built them for the second show, and then, you know, we've used them ever since. And they're awesome because everything's flexible. So if something doesn't work, you know, like you planned, you can move it. Or if you have like extra stuff in the end, you can add another shelf. And it's really easy and flexible. And I've gotten a lot of compliments on them too, because
they're beautiful.
They stand out. There aren't a lot of people that have them, so I think that they're different. And you can just customize them every single time. So yeah.
Well, I like to. I know our listeners can't see this, but you have like the trim on the bottom, and you have your flooring. So like it looks very like finished. And yeah. And your setup must be pretty quick, right?
Yeah, the setup's pretty quick with the help of someone else, but the walls hinge at the center, so they just fold up and then they lock in one to another with pins. So it's pretty quick. And then once they're up, like I said, everything's really easy to move around and adjust.
That's awesome. Has it gotten easier for you year over year now that you've done four shows? Like, do you streamline things as you go, or do you feel like you're just not sweating the small stuff as much?
Definitely the biggest thing is not sweating the small stuff. This show, I was the least stressed I've ever been for a show. And you kind of realize that even though the details matter to us and they are important, no one else is seeing those details that bug you. And I think, you know, your first show, you care about all those things, and you realize later on that they're still important, but like, you know, no one is looking that closely at things. But yeah, it's so much nicer once you've done a few shows and you can relax and more enjoy it rather than stress and worry, you know, the whole time. So.
Totally. And I think one other thing I'm seeing with you and with our other alumni that have done multiple shows now, and actually I just talked with Sheena about this, as you start to do more, you have other pieces done, your catalog, your marketing, like you know what you're going to do there. So those are less decisions that are coming with each show that you're doing. So anyhow, your booth looks beautiful. Your products look amazing. Tell everybody where they can follow you online, on your website or social media.
My website is fancyseeingyouhere.com. And on Instagram, I'm at fancyseeingsarah with an H at the end.
Good to note. We will include that in the show notes for anyone listening. And thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, I'm here with Jody from The Neighbor Goods. How are you doing, Jody?
Great. A little tired, but awesome.
How many shows have you done here at New York now?
This is actually now my fourth show, and I can't believe it.
So you do a shared booth every time, right? Is that correct?
I have. And my first booth was shared with two other makers who actually were Trade Show Bootcamp alums. And once, after the first show, they didn't want to do it. And so I asked all my friends, and Tori, my booth mate, Cherry Blossom, was nice enough to jump on this bandwagon with me. And yeah, so we've been sharing for the last three shows, and it's been going really well. And we want to share for life.
So, okay, you want to share for life is a big endorsement. What are some of the benefits to sharing a booth at a show?
Well, there's so many. It will help just getting ready, help lugging it all down here, lugging it into here, the setup, and then the actual show days, like just to run to the bathroom or get food, or we just shared snacks just when you walked up here.
And costs too, right? You're splitting
the
booth.
Goodness. That is the major one that I just forgot about. Yeah, cost. It's crazy expensive. So, yeah.
What were some of your, now that you've done the show a few times, what are some of your goals that you set for yourself before you even step foot on the show floor?
That's a tricky question, because I feel that I don't want to set my expectations too high, because I don't want to be disappointed. My goal is just to do the best that I can, be here, be present, and, you know, make as many contacts, and like orders are great. You know, secretly, I want to make, you know, more than I did last time, or at least, you know, five orders a day or something. Yeah. But if that doesn't hit, then I just think of like, well, I made these contacts, and that's great too.
I love that you bring up things outside of sales, because you know I preach constantly of like shows are much more about sales, although we all want everyone to write orders and things like that. But the contacts are real. The visibility component, the connecting with people that might be sales reps or licensing partners, or you just never know what opportunities might come.
Yeah, for sure. So the last couple shows, I've gotten a handful of like good orders after the show, and maybe wasn't even directly after. It could have been like a month or two. So definitely, they just still, and I think even maybe like 6 months or so long where you just keep following up. You have this contacts and they know about you. And now that I have a store, I get it. Like, yeah, it's not always the right time, or they might not have room, or like, I like something, I see it, I think it's cute, I just don't even have the brain space to think about it right now. But then like maybe down the road, you just keep them in mind. So yeah.
Thank you for harping on the fact that follow-up is so critical, because I think that is the main area where exhibitors go wrong, mm-hmm, after shows, because...
Well, I'm a follow-up queen.
What do you do for follow-up?
Well, I email and I just keep sending emails. I mean, I think I should do more, like maybe send a package in after, you know, boot camp this year in March. That's one of the things on my list that I haven't done before, just because I was always like, oh, I never have time. But I want to make an effort to do a follow-up with sending like samples, because I do think that will make a bigger impact. Yeah, yeah. But just emailing, and I have stores that tell me, even stores that once you have them, you need to follow up a million times. But I have stores that say, thanks so much for following up, because they're so busy and they're like, yeah, we just need to be reminded.
As a store owner, I'm going to flip the script a little bit here, but as somebody that recently started their own store, do you get annoyed or bothered when people email you about new product or their bestsellers or things they want you to check out?
Well, I don't know if my store is cool enough yet, because I don't have a ton of people emailing me. So I don't know the answer to that yet. So far, my email box, I can't get to it as much because I've been busier, but I don't think they've been people trying to get into my store. I get excited because I'm still new. I'm like, oh, they want to be in my store, but it's not always a good fit. So, you know, I like it. I appreciate it, but I try not to get back to people to say, like, thanks, it's not a good, because I know how it's like getting the no answer, yeah, sucks, but now I know also that they don't have time to get back. So, yeah.
It's nothing personal. Yeah, I get that. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for stopping.
Where can people find you online if they want to follow you on social?
The Neighbor Goods with Love on Instagram, and our website's theneighborgoods.com.
Thank you.
Okay, next up, we have 5 Paper Camp alumni who exhibited at the National Stationery Show. Beth from Little Goat Paper is a second-time exhibitor who also won a Best New Product Award. Yay, Beth. Alicia from Slightly Stationery and Shannon from Shannon Kirsten Illustrations are both first-time exhibitors who opted to exhibit in 8x10 booths. It's also worth noting that they are seasoned business owners. They've been doing this for a long time, but waited to exhibit until they were further into their business. Paper Camp alums Brittany of Brittany Page Designs and Jane from Greetings from Bergen Street are first-time exhibitors who opted for the emerging artist section at the show. And all of these guys share great insights as to their decisions, their goals, and tips for others who are considering exhibiting. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm here with Alicia from Slightly Stationery. How are you doing, Alicia?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. So this is your first year exhibiting at a trade show, and you have chosen to do the National Stationery Show. How long have you been wholesaling, though?
I've been wholesaling for over 3 years now.
So how did you know you were now ready to do a show? Like, what went into that decision-making process?
I opted to do it later on versus when we first launched, just to make sure that we had a really strong product line, and I wanted to have a more diverse product line and not just cards before we launched. So there's more options for people, more price points, more things for people to choose from, and I wanted to be able to stand out a little more with other products rather than just with cards. And so kind of feeling like we had a really strong product line, and knowing that just there's some confidence in knowing that we do have a really good list of retailers already. And so that gives some confidence in, like, okay, we have a good thing going. Like, we can go see those existing retailers and meet some more.
It's proof of concept a bit, right? Like, you already have the stockists on your list. Yeah. You knew your products were selling well. So now it's like just a chance to reach a larger audience, I assume, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of the idea of what got you here won't get you there. And so it's something that I've wanted to do for so long, and it seemed like a really good time to give it a try.
So the stationery show has regular booths. You know, yours is at 8x10, I believe. And then they also have like the emerging artist stands. Since it's your first time, how did you decide between which platform or which format, I guess is a better word for it, was best for you?
Since this is our first time, and I'm holding it with an open hand on whether we do more or not. Obviously, I'd love it to go so well that we're, you know, oh, we have to do more. But in case that wasn't, I wanted to give it our all in case this is our one and only shot, because I figured that's the best bet to really see how it goes. Plus, since we have a pretty large number of SKUs, it would have been hard to display and give a good enough showing on a smaller thing, and we needed more space.
No, it makes a lot of sense, and your booth is beautiful. For those of you listening, you can go check it out on Instagram too to see how her display was. Okay, so you were wholesaling for 3 years. You decided now's the time to do this. You have a lot of stockists, great accounts you're working with. What goals did you set for yourself before this shows? And not just sales goals. I'm not looking for your numbers per se, but like, what general goals did you have in this whole exhibiting process?
I wanted to, A, just like put a face to a name on some of the, obviously not every one of our current stockists is here, but for the ones that are, it's so nice to get to meet them and put a face to a name. And so that is, there's definite benefits in that. And then also there's other things, you know, there's collaboration opportunities. Yeah, sales reps, we have a really good amount of sales reps, but even getting to meet those ones face to face too is super nice. And we just started with Paper Eclipse, the Canadian distributor. And so I got to meet the owner of that company, even though we've already started with them. It just helps to build those relationships, because up until this point, we have those relationships, but it's really an email relationship. And it's so much stronger when you can see them in person. And
oh yeah, there is nothing better than like face to face with the people we're working with day in and day out. Awesome. What advice would you give to somebody that is maybe starting to wholesale and or thinking about trade shows?
Obviously, I mean, my own experience isn't going to be the same for everybody, but for me, I'm really glad that I didn't launch at a show per se, just because there's a lot of things that I've learned. Whereas if I would have done this 3 years ago when we were fresh, I don't know if we would have had the same experience, and my products weren't that good, honestly. And we didn't have a very big stockist list, and so we didn't have a lot of those existing things. So I'm glad that we've built it up to where we have. Obviously, I want to keep building that, but I'm glad that we have a good foundation to jump from, where it's, I want the show to go well, but if it doesn't, I'm not, like, it doesn't screw me over.
It's not a make or break situation. Okay, where can people find you online if they want to follow you on Instagram or check out your website?
Website is slightlystationary.com and Instagram is slightlystationary.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Hey, I'm here with Beth from Little Goat Paper. How are you?
I'm good, Katie. Thanks.
So how many years have you exhibited at the National Stationery Show?
This is my second show.
How has it been going from the first year exhibiting experience to the second year exhibit? What's gotten easier? What's been more difficult?
It is a lot easier the second time around. Kind of all of those materials that you need to be ready for a show, things like order forms and catalogs and press kits, I had already kind of scrambled and done once before, so I didn't have to really repeat any of that stuff. I had all of those materials ready to go. So that helped a lot in terms of prepping.
Was there anything you did differently going into your second year during the prep or in your booth design or any of that?
I think I was more organized with my mailers this time around. I had a better sense of stores that I wanted to get into, stores that I had connected with at the last show. So my mailers this time were definitely more targeted.
You won a Best New Product Award this year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Okay, heading into your second year, what type of goals did you have around exhibiting? And not just sales goals, but like bigger picture of what you wanted to gain out of the show.
I was very focused this time on trying to get sales reps, because I want to start kind of expanding that network. So you can see I have it printed up on my booth. I've already made contact with like two potential groups, so that's really good. And I'll hopefully follow up with them after the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Good. What advice would you have for somebody that's thinking about exhibiting at a show or even just starting to wholesale?
Oh my God, do your research. And not to hype Proof to Product, but that was immensely helpful. I had attended the conference like 2 years before I exhibited, and I feel like I had two solid years to like really think through what I was doing. And so in my first show, I felt so prepared because I really had a lot of lead time to work on things and think about how I wanted my line to look, to really work on making my line cohesive. So preparation is key.
Well, kudos to you. Your line has grown so much, and the pins are great, and the cars, everything's really well done. And you've just worked hard. It's a great example of somebody that's worked hard, and now you're seeing the rewards of that. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Where can people find you online if they want to check you out on social media or your website?
Sure. People can find me littlegoatpaperco.com or on Insta is really the only social media I do, and that's Little Goat Paper Co.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Katie.
Okay, I'm here with Shannon from Shannon Kirsten Illustration. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
So how many shows have you done?
This is our fourth National Stationery Show, and we've done one in Why Now.
Awesome. So when you're deciding on which show to do and what's best for your brand, what are some of the factors that you think about and consider?
We think about location. We're in Florida, so this has been an easier one for us to get to. And just my line is so heavily greeting cards. So the stationery show has been the best pick for us so far.
Awesome. And I assume when you're talking about location, you're thinking about cost and logistics and all of the things it takes to get here.
Yes, all the things.
And also, too, one of the things we talk about a lot is where your buyers are. And so, as you mentioned, you have mostly stationery. So this is a good fit in terms of the buyers you're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a great fit for us because we're a lot of southern stores and the East Coast. So it's good.
Awesome. So you have done 5 shows now. So how have you simplified your booth and your sales process year over year as you've done this?
Well, we have a crate now up here, so that's really nice to like know what our walls look like and know what, you know, just what we have in there. So that makes it go up a lot quicker now every year. And we kind of like have a game plan in mind when we come of how we're going to hang everything. So
how much time do you allow for setup?
We usually fly in 2 days before the show starts. So we usually get here like half of the first day and then have a full day. So yeah, and that's been good.
It gets easier over time, right?
It definitely does, yeah.
What are some, so we've talked about deciding on a show and getting to the show, but before you even get here, I know that you're setting goals for yourself, whether it's sales goals or just other things you want to accomplish while you're here. Can you share what some of those goals are?
Yeah, for me, I always look at it as an opportunity to like continue relationships, and we try not to focus so much on writing orders at the show because we do a lot of licensing work. So, you know, that stuff comes later. They have to take things back and talk about it as a team. So it's just fun to like see those people in person every year and get to show them stuff.
I loved when I was exhibiting for my stationery brand, I met sales reps I was working with. I met licensing partners. I mean, the sales are obviously key. You want to make money while you're here and write the orders. But I wholeheartedly agree with you that the relationships, both with, you know, stockists as well as potential partners, is great. What advice would you give to somebody that's thinking about doing wholesale or maybe a show?
I think start small with solid designs that you really love. I just told someone this recently that I feel like when you love what you're making, that's gonna really like show for buyers. So, and then something I always keep in mind from taking trade show boot camp is that nobody knows what went wrong, and that's always been really helpful to remember when we're doing this crazy setup. So
awesome. Well, I'm excited to have you in our community, and tell everybody where they can find you online, your website, and your social.
Our website is shannonkirstenstudio.com, and I'm on Instagram at shannonkirsten, and we're in booth 207.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, I am here with Brittany from Brittany Page. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Katie.
So is this your first trade show?
It is, and I am exhibiting in the emerging artist section of NSS. Okay.
There's a lot of different shows happening right now. There's Shop Object, there's New York Now, and there's NSS. As somebody that's a first-time exhibitor, what decisions or what factors, I guess is the better word, went into your decision-making process of which show to do? And then I want to dive into areas of the show.
So I am originally from New Jersey. So when it came to which show to do, like geographically speaking, it just made sense to do NSS. And especially because NSS is now next to New York Now, we love the idea of getting that traffic from all the gift buyers. So it kind of made sense. Going down the line, you know, maybe a couple years from now, I'll start thinking about branching out of the tri-state area. But I think for right now, just money-wise and location, it makes the most sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Plus, it makes a lot of sense for your audience, too, the types of buyers that are drawn to your products. So, okay, now, speaking specifically about the National Stationery Show, there's regular booth options. They also have this emerging artist section. What went into your decision-making there? You are in the emerging artist section. So what are some of the benefits of doing that?
So if you are under 2 years, you should be able to exhibit in the emerging artist section. I walked the show last February, and that was the first time they did the emerging artist section. I was definitely a little worried like going into it, but I did connect with some other Paper Camp alum, and I got to speak with them, and they said that it was successful for them. I think it's an amazing stepping stone if you're like hesitant to just dive straight into a booth. It's also very expensive. I mean, we cover that at Paper Camp, and it's stressful. And even though I am from New Jersey, the idea of like getting these hard walls into the Java Center is really nerve-wracking, and I work full-time still, so I just wanted something that was a less financial commitment and also less like time commitment and headache commitment. So that was kind of my idea of when I decided to do the Emerging Artists.
Awesome. And what kind of goals did you set for yourself before you signed on the dotted line to exhibit? Like, what did you want to get out of the show aside from sales, like thinking bigger picture?
Yes. So I consider myself an illustrator first. And so I actually have a one licensing deal right now. And that is an amazing way to diversify my revenue. So I was hoping to maybe connect with some licensing opportunities here. Also just networking and trying to really like figure out the community and being able to talk to other people. And, you know, we're all in this together, and we're all like kind of sharing information, and I'm telling people what vendors I use, and it's just a really nice way to network.
That's awesome. What advice would you have for somebody that's considering a trade show? Maybe they're not sure which show to do, or maybe they're just starting out in wholesale and trying to figure that side out. What advice would you want to pass along?
So I would say something that Katie Wilson of The Good Twin told me, like, steady and slow, like, do not rush into it. Again, referencing Katie Wilson, like, I think she had 150 accounts before she did her first trade show. And I thought that was so awesome and like very humble of her. And I think just go slow and steady. Like, you know, I'll get to the big booth one day. And as a designer, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to design this. But, you know, you have to go slow and steady, and I'll get there one day.
That's how strong businesses are built, for sure. All right. Where can people find you online, on social or your website?
So it is Brittany Page Designs on Instagram, and also BrittanyPageDesigns.com. Brittany is TTANY.
Good tip. We'll put that in the show notes for anyone listening. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Katie.
Hey, I'm here with Jane from Greetings from Bergen Place. How you doing, Jane?
Pretty good.
So, gosh, I have so many questions I want to ask you. But first, let's start with, this is your second trade show this year. Yes. You did Noted earlier this year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I should clarify for our listeners, you are now exhibiting at the National Stationery Show in the Emerging Artists section. So I would love to hear, how is Noted different from your experience here in the Emerging Artists section at NSS?
Okay, so Noted was a much smaller show. It was their very first show. And the differences felt... they seemed to be really focusing on making sure that we were comfortable. We got lunch and we got walls and all of that stuff. There were less buyers. The buyers were very high quality, but they also felt like they were looking for specific people to buy from, and then they were ready to leave. This one feels like there's a lot more people rushing through, more people are willing to talk to you, and less people are coming in with a specific plan of who they're willing to talk to. So.
When you were deciding to do whether or not to do NSS, you have the option for a regular booth, or you had the option to do the Emerging Artist. What made you decide to go with the Emerging Artist section?
So the big thing for me was the money. I had just done Noted, and I decided to do this one, and the cost was much more efficient for me. And I'm also local, so I was able to just put everything in a suitcase and take the train up and set everything up. And also it just felt like you'd be part of a smaller little community section. I'd get to know my booth neighbors a little bit better. So I felt a little more comfortable with that idea.
And we have a lot of our Paper Camp alumni in there. So you're getting to connect with them, which is fun. Okay, but this isn't your first rodeo. This is your second business. You sold wholesale for the other brand. This is just the first time you've exhibited at a show though, right?
Yes.
How has it changed from your previous brand to this brand in terms of how you're marketing to wholesale and how you're reaching your buyers?
So the big thing for me is that my last business was, I was just kind of out there on my own trying to reach people however I could. This business has a very strong industry built in, and you have specific ways that you have to sell, and you have specific minimums that you should be dealing with, pricing that you should be dealing with. So the last business I had, I just got to make up my own stuff. And this one, you really should be, you know, following industry standards. And that was a big reason I got into Paper Camp, because I was like, I don't know these industry standards.
I didn't know at the beginning either.
And one of the reasons that I wanted to get into exhibiting at a trade show is getting to know all of the players, getting to know the people that come by. I mean, at one point, one of the buyers from Paper Source came by, and everybody's pointing at her and like, she's from Paper Source, make sure you get her card. And I mean, you know, that's something that I wouldn't have known if I didn't have people that were kind of part of this and knew what was going on. So
Awesome. So what advice would you give to somebody that's just starting out in wholesale and, you know, maybe they're considering shows, maybe they're not considering shows, because it is possible. You had success with your other business not doing shows. And now with this business now, you are starting to do some more shows. Like, what would you tell somebody that's kind of in your shoes a few years ago?
Yeah. So the big thing for shows, I think, is getting to meet people, not just people that are buying, but other people that are exhibiting, getting to kind of pick their brains, how they got into different stores. Also, if it's a slow day, talking to other people and having them say, hey, it's a super slow day for me too, makes you feel a little bit less like, everybody hates my cars. Why doesn't anyone want to talk to me? You feel a little bit more like, okay, we're in this together. We're all, you know, I mean, you step away from your booth, somebody's willing to grab your clipboard and take an order for right. you. It's really great. Another big thing for me, I always say, is stick to your guns. If you have somebody come up and say, would you mind cutting back on your minimum quantities or your minimum order amount, if you don't feel right about it, just, you know, say no. That's a really hard lesson to learn, and it's a lesson I learned from my last business. But yeah, it just, you know, make sure that you feel comfortable doing what you're doing and that you're going to, you know, make the best of the money that you spent. It's a lot of money. Even the emerging artists, I mean, you know, it's $950. Yeah. It's not pennies, you know?
Right. Yeah. And two, it's a good reminder of the shows are just one piece of a larger marketing plan that you have, right? And so the follow-up afterwards, the contacts you're meeting here and making sure to stay connected and build those relationships with them, even long after the show is over, is really a lot of the benefit of being here. Now, of course, we want you all writing tons and tons of orders while we're here, but the fact of the matter is some buyers come and look, take catalogs, and it's up to you to be proactive in how you follow up.
Yeah. And another big thing that my husband and I, who he's my helper today, he and I were not doing on the first day was getting the business cards from the people that came to
get our those cards.
Yeah. So we're, you know, just be comfortable going up and saying, do you have a business card? And if you don't, let me write down your information. You know, they want to connect with you. They came to get your catalog. So they'll want to give you that information too.
That's great advice. Where can people find you online, on social, and your website?
So my social media is at Bergen Place Greetings. Bergen is B-E-R-G-E-N. And my website is bergenplacegreetings.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
So much great info in these short interviews. There's no question that the trade show landscape is changing, but there are great benefits to meeting with customers, partners, and colleagues face-to-face. And I continue to do these compilation episodes so that you and our alumni community can get direct feedback and hear what's working and what's not working. So I hope you found it helpful. Thank you to everyone who took time to chat with me at the show, both on the air as well as off. Your booths and your products were beautiful, and it's so fun watching your businesses grow. Now, if you, listener, want to join a community of product makers who are focused on growing their wholesale businesses, don't forget to join our waitlist for the PaperCamp e-course. Doors open September 16th to new students and will kick off the program on September 30th. PaperCamp eCourse is a virtual program that runs for 4 weeks. You'll watch videos on your own each Monday, and then we have group office hours with open Q&A with me and guest experts middle of the week. This eCourse is great for people that want to spread out the content and who need flexibility to participate remotely. So to join the waitlist, go to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp, and I look forward to working with you. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to prooftoproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.